fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
We're back, and Tombstone is here. Tombstone, say something.
Oh, God. Does it really matter? They probably don't hear me anyway. Shit, piss, motherfucker.
It works. Yay. All right, well, what we were saying before is thank you, everyone, for tuning into the fun show today. And we have Tombstone as the co-host. And it's me, OMG. Mm-hmm. And we also have an in-house guest, in-studio guest, but he's probably going to be quiet.
Anyway, and tonight's show is sponsored by AfterTheTone.org. AfterTheTone.org sponsors the fun show. The fun show sponsors the AfterTheTone.org.
And what exactly is AfterTheTone.org?
Go to AfterTheTone.org and figure it out.
Are you trying to, I don't know.
Every time I say AfterTheTone.org, I get $5. AfterTheTone.org.
Why?
Because AfterTheTone.org is really good.
Is this goatsy or something? Like, I'm going to
Go to AfterTheTone.org and figure it out for yourself.
Right now on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are only in the left channel, so
yeah,
shouldn't fix that.
I know. I'm always only in the left channel.
Okay.
That's how it's been forever.
Yeah.
I can get someone to fix that, I think. So it says, After the Tone... looks like just a bunch of recorded calls. What are these calls?
I haven't checked it out, so you have to check it out. AfterTheTone.org. Listeners, check it out.
You haven't? Okay.
If you can't stand the shitty music, go to AfterTheTone.org.
Okay. Well, everyone go to AfterTheTone.org. Looks like what has happened is there is something going on in IRC where people are taking ops away. Oh no, there's some shit going down in the IRC, everyone. So tonight we're going to call... I heard that last night RBCP called something called Lighthouse Hospice. Did you hear the show last night, Tombstone?
Sort of, not really.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either. But apparently, he called it, and I was told to go ahead and call it, so that's what I'm doing. And I have no idea what this is. I don't know what happened, but I'm supposed to ask for Sharonica. Would you like to talk Tombstone, or?
No, not really.
You want me to handle this? Okay. I thought hospices went, like, to your house.
Hospices. Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So, am I calling just the office, or are there...
Lighthouse Hospice, this is Jacqueline speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, is Sharonica there?
Sharonica?
Mm-hmm.
No. May I ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Stacy. Actually, I was calling to kind of complain about her.
Oh, did we do something wrong, Stacy?
I think she did something wrong.
All right. Well, she's not available right now. Can I help you?
Yeah, I I don't want to get her in trouble.
Oh, no. I'm just want to know if it's something I can fix. And if it can't be fixed, I'll leave a message for her to take care of it. Or if you feel like it's something that cannot wait, we'll go ahead and get in touch with the customer service or her, if you prefer.
No, it's okay, thanks. I'm sorry. I kind of felt bad, and I didn't want to get her in trouble. What should I have done, Tombstone?
You should have talked to her about aftertone.org. Maybe that would change your mind a bit.
I don't know. I felt bad. I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to get her in trouble. I was going to start saying she's racist, but then I didn't want her to get in trouble. We're calling someone else now, obviously. Oh no, he's not answering.
Who?
Garfield.
Oh. What's the dog's name in Garfield? Odie.
Odie's a cool dog. Yeah.
I like Odie.
Hello, and thanks for calling the Grapperson Music.
No. His identity has been revealed.
That's the wrong number. That's the wrong number.
Garfield's identity has been revealed by his voicemail.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hey, I just woke up. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't mean to wake you up, but, you know, you shouldn't be sleeping on the job like that.
I know. I apologize. I need to be waking up right now.
Hey, Garfield.
So what's everyone doing?
Oh, we're just hanging out on the fun show, and I had a really cool intro that Gunner made for me that you haven't heard yet.
Whoa, cool. Lucky.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to do a prank call with us?
Yeah. Let me wake up a bit. Let me get some coffee. It's midnight, so I need to get my coffee and
coffee.
Pop some energy drink. And because I just woke up, I'm really out of it.
Oh man, we should make you do a prank call now while you're really tired. It'd be funny.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, no. You're right. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You can call us black.
No, I like the tired prank call idea. Let's milk this puppy for all it's worth.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to find a phone number. Hold on.
Right.
We're just going to call a random, name a city, any city.
One of the
You want to do Gainesville, Florida?
No. They're already like that. They're always like that, even though Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
No, it's too late for that. Maybe Las Vegas, the city
you know what we can call Compton, California.
Oh no, I'm too scared.
They're not going to do
anything. No, I don't want to start a race war. Let's call Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, we'll do Las Vegas, Nevada.
I don't want this prank call to start a race war.
Well, it's not. They're not going to know where the call's coming from.
It still might incite a race war. You never know.
Okay.
Think ahead, Rock. The OMG.
Where do you want to call? You want to call just the gas station? Or, let's call the, what's it called? The big, casino with the, waterfall with the lights.
Yeah.
The Rio.
Yeah.
The Rio, okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna call the Rio Hotel and Casino and okay. tell them you lost your money, like, or you can do whatever you want, but.
The mob won't get after me, will they? No, they don't care.
Thank you for calling the Village Seafood Buffet, located
what?
In the Masquerade Village of the Rio Hotel and Casino.
It's a seafood buffet.
We are open Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 3:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, they're closed. Damn it. I called the buffet place.
It's okay.
They're closed. All right, this is the real phone number for the Rio. Here we go. All right.
Thank you for calling Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino.
Para español, oprima el número 9, por favor.
For fastest service, please visit our website. You will find our lowest rates online with our best rate guarantee. Be sure to check out our hot deals at www.caesars. If you are a member of our Total Rewards Player...
We are.
Sorry, I didn't understand your response. If you are a member of our Total Rewards Player Club, please say yes.
Yes.
If you have your Total Rewards Player Club number available, please say yes.
Roxy, this has nothing to do with the front desk. They're doing a Total Rewards Players Club, something different.
I don't know.
They lied to you. They lied to the people. That's what gambling is all about. Let's call someone else.
Oh, thank you for calling the Blue Moon Resort. For rates and availability, please press 1 or find us online at BlueMoonLasVegas.com. For information regarding day passes, please press 2. For directions, press 3, and then choose from the best 6 options.
Huh?
For special events, press 4. For information on the benefits
of the Blue Moon Club
membership.
This doesn't make any sense. Why can't I talk to somebody at the resort?
Well then let's not call resorts. Let's just call humans.
Okay.
What's up, Rappy?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm drinking, so I'm doing good. Sitting on the toilet drinking beers.
Rock on.
Living the life.
Sitting on the toilet and drinking beers.
Yep. Oblivious to the world's problems.
Yeah.
I just heard your cool intro from Gunner. This is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's all amazing. Let's talk to Gunner about it. Hi, Gunner.
Rappy, you're amazing. Yeah, that's
awesome. Oh my gosh. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Gunner. I look forward to hearing your intro later sometime.
Don't worry. Yes. Thank you. Wait, what am I asking?
I don't know why you called. I mean, don't ask me.
I don't know. Matt said I should call. Oh. Rappy's on. I only called because Rappy's on, really, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Right. I should wake up then. Okay.
Well, call us back. Call us back if you need to.
No, I want to stay. I want to hang out with you guys.
You're going to stay?
It's fun. It's fun and it's a show. It's also a show.
It's a fun show.
There's going to be show stuff on it, Matt and me, and that's it. Okay.
So, Gunner, which plaid pantry should we call? The one with Dom or the one with Chris?
Dom sounds like Deloise, so it's funny.
Yeah. Dom.
Dom knew we were pranking him, though.
Well, then it's even better. Maybe that could be a new Facebook.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Oh my God, you guys are totally answering in on my calls.
Okay, we'll call Plaid Pantry number, which was it, 52?
OMG, 42, you better do a prank call or I'll suck your dick.
Well, there's so many people on the line. I don't want to have the pressure of doing a good prank call.
Hello? Oh. Ouch.
Hey. I woke up. I'm in a state of delirium. Where am I?
He hung up.
Plaid Pantry, number 52.
I think we've got too many people on the line. It's getting really confusing.
Yeah.
Well,
we
just need to be quiet when the calls come back.
All right. Bye, Matt. Bye, Gunner.
No, don't hang up on
it. I have to. See, now it sounds so much clearer. Now you can try. His name is Dom. Try to talk to him again.
Okay. Good evening, Plaid Pantry. Dom? Hello? Can you hear me? I'm on a really sensitive line. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I just woke up, man. What'd you need?
don't know. What you got? I'm busy. You know, if you don't have anything to say, I need to work.
I just wanted to talk to a friend.
Oh, wow.
That motherfucker.
Wow.
What a jerk.
That was kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, get to work. You ever want a new friend?
This guy at the Plaid Pantry number 9, his name is Chris. You should call him and tell him that the other guy at the Plaid Pantry number 2 is a jerk.
Oh, is it the same place, or it's just a different place? Some different place?
Yeah, it's a different location.
This location, and where am I called? What is this place called? What is
Plaid,
it do? What is
Plaid
it do?
Pantry. It's like a, what is it like? It's like a gas station or something.
Oh, that's a Plaid Pantry?
Yeah.
The grocery store, correct?
Well, a gas station.
Gas station? Is it really?
Yeah, it's a gas station.
No gas station on Earth. No, okay, yeah. Other side of Plaid Pantry, for sure.
Okay, let's call the other Plaid Pantry and,
the other Plaid Pantry, gotcha.
This is Plaid Pantry number 9.
Number 9, okay.
Say you're a manager.
Plaid Pantry number 9.
Is this Plaid Pantry?
Yes.
Is this Don?
No, this is Chris at Plaid Pantry.
Chris, can I say something? There's another Plaid Pantry, I forget the number of it, but, the guy named Don was such a big jerk to me. He started cursing at me. He said I was a loser, and then he hung up on me. He wasn't interested in my life when I was trying to talk to him. I'm a customer.
Okay.
So what can you do about it? Can you yell? Can you make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, I mean, since it's another store, you know, there's nothing personally I can do. But I can recommend you getting a hold of the manager and, you know, stating a grievance with the manager.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Chris, can I talk to you for a second? You're not busy like Don, are you?
No, it's not that busy.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm 28 years old. I'm turning 29 in September 3rd. My top music is my passion. What else? I like smoking cigarettes, but I don't do any other mumbo jumbo. I'm a man of my word. I'm an honorable man. What about you?
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Also,
you're 49.
No, 29. With a 2. 29.
Oh, 29.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
what you're going to say. No, I don't want to. Well, can I also tell you about my ex-girlfriend, Lizzie? Lizzie was the love of my life. She's the love of my life. And then, what else happened? We went out for a year and a half. And then, living in Seattle with Lizzie. And then we moved to Los Angeles together in a studio apartment. And it was too small. The studio apartment was too small, so we started yelling at each other all the time. I blame it all on the studio, the size of the studio apartment. And then Lizzie got fed up with my mumbo jumbo, and she left. And then I ran out of money. So I had to go back home. And so I went back home. So that sucked. But then, I don't know. Then what happened? I don't want to tell anymore. I've told enough.
That's enough, dude. You suck as a counselor. Thanks a lot. Chris?
Hello?
Yeah, you suck as a counselor.
Oh, that's cool.
My friend is going to kill himself now.
Anyways, no, I'm not. No, I'm not going to.
He was totally serious, and you just totally fucked up for him.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I am serious, but I'm not going to do anything dangerous. I'm a normal man, a regular guy.
Fight the man
all day.
I recommend that whoever else talks to, the very shelf.
Hey, pay attention.
I'm trying to...
I want to listen to what...
But I do have two recommendations for you.
One, stay in school.
Two, find something else better to do than prank call plaid pantries around the Portland area.
Oh, we're prank calling all around the nation.
Plaid pantries around the nation, that's smart, because plaid pantries are only in the Northwest.
Oh, you really showed me.
I was serious.
You really showed me, didn't you?
And I'm hanging up the phone. Bye.
I'm going to suck your dick. You better not hang up that phone. If you hang up that phone, I'm going to suck your dick.
He hung it up.
Oh.
And suck his dick.
Can I say something on my... I'm going to say something about my prank calls. They're so lame. Next one, let me just listen to you guys, to the masters do it. I'm such an amateur.
I'm going to do one.
Well, I jumped in and I helped you.
Yeah, good thing you helped me, I know, seriously. That was a horrid prank call. Ugh, yuck.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry you suck so bad.
I know. Well, it's coffee. I need coffee, that's why. I need coffee.
No, it's cool. Fight the man.
Okay, yes, Rocks, exactly. Fight the man.
Did you get the Craigslist link, Rocks? I mean,
should I call someone that's seeking a Valentine's date with a petite, easygoing lady?
No.
No?
Why not,
Tombstone?
Maybe. Did you get my Craigslist link? I sent you OMG.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to
call...
Describe that to the listeners.
I'm going to call this one first.
Okay.
And then we'll do that one. Okay. Why would you just sell gloves?
Maybe she needs money. Let me just read the ad for listeners. Gloves, $5. Blue and white wool gloves, brand new and never used, very thick, $5, need gone, ASAP, and the numbers in the So obviously that guy, if he's selling gloves for $5 on the internet, he needs money really bad. And so I got an idea for him, or her.
Oh, okay, we'll do that one first, because you have an idea. Okay, here we go. You're going to do it, right, Tombstone?
Yep.
Okay. Why isn't anyone answering? They need to sell their gloves. Those are like mittens.
Mittens have no finger holes.
That's true. Holy shit, answer your fucking phone.
My hands are really cold.
My lips hurt real bad.
No, just my hands. That's why I need the gloves.
Oh, God. Should I just hang up?
Yeah, these fuckers aren't going to answer.
What a bunch of idiots. Who would put something for sale and then not answer the phone?
For $5. That's a fucking ripoff.
Yeah, no, they look like dollar gloves.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't pay 10 cents for that.
Okay, I'm going to call this guy, okay? Do either one of you want to be in on the call, like, interrupt the call?
Interrupt is what?
Interrupt the call and be like, what are you doing on the phone? Like, I just picked up this line and you're calling this dude.
I'll be the Down syndrome kid. I'm good at playing a retard.
Chris Ellerbeck has a better retard than you do.
I do a better retard than Chris Ellerbeck.
Chris Ellerbeck.
Rappy can be like the disgruntled lover. So I'm gonna hit your Down syndrome kid if you don't stop calling other men.
I'm too scared. I'm just gonna hang on the phone.
Okay, you're just gonna listen. Okay.
I'm just gonna listen. Yeah, I'm just one of those listeners today.
Okay, so. He says he's looking for someone who is honest, adventurous, attractive, petite, affectionate, easygoing, loves to travel, and independent. Well, petite could mean just, like, really short, right?
Or small-minded.
Yeah, I could be petite, but I could also be really fat. But I could be attractive, too. And then I'm going to tell him that his ad is very misleading.
Mm.
He probably won't answer. Nobody answers their phones anymore.
They better.
Yeah, they better.
Hi, this is Eric. I'm on in right now, so if you can leave me your name and your number, I'll be sure to get back to you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Eric, this is Shelley. I was calling about your Craigslist ad. My number is 484-240-4050, and I would like to get to know you better. Bye. Hopefully he'll call back.
I'm browsing on Craigslist right now, and I encourage all the listeners to do so and send it to me. I'm Toomsy in the IRC, and that same number that we called before, the 416 number, is selling everything. Chicken soup, $15. Chicken soup books in perfect condition. A fifth portion of chicken soup for the soul, chicken soup for the golden soul, and chicken soup for the teenage soul number 3. They're selling everything.
Yeah, but unfortunately...
probably crack.
Unfortunately, they're not answering their phone. Here we go. We have someone looking for preferably an 8-foot snowplow for a 97 and down Ford truck. What can we do with this? A snowplow. We're just going to say it's got a whole bunch of snow on it, and we can't get the snow off of it. But ask him if he still wants it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Just go for it,
yeah.
OMG. Don't think about it. Just do.
Well, I got a plan. I'm a planner.
Oh.
Yeah, you want a snowplow?
Huh?
You want a snowplow?
Oh, yeah, hang on a sec.
Oh. Did I wake you up?
Well, I was laying down.
Oh, so you were sleeping.
Well, I've been out for 2.5 days.
So, why doesn't snowplow rhyme?
Why?
Yeah.
Is what?
Why doesn't snowplow rhyme? Snowplow, it looks like it should rhyme. Snow, plow, they both end with O-W at the end.
I don't know.
Snow, plow, it'd have to be snow, plow, or something. Or snow, plow. Does that make sense?
Do you got a snow plow?
Yes, actually I do. I have a snow plow. Do you want it? How much are you going to pay?
Oh, I just look at it.
You just want to look at it? You don't want to buy it? Sorry, my retard kid is in the background.
Mom, don't call me retarded. What?
So, do you want the snowplow or what? Oh, I hung up.
Oh, damn it.
Tombstone, it's too obvious. You're not a retard.
Yeah, that you're like a ghost. Tombstone is a ghost.
I'm a ghost with downs.
You're a horrible retard.
Yeah.
And that there is a philosophical question for you listeners tonight. If you are retarded when you're alive and you die, will your soul be retarded?
Yes.
Call in. Yeah.
Definitely.
Like if you're born with like conjoined to your sister or brother at the hip, and you both die at the same time, would be conjoined to the hip when you're as a soul? Or angel? Think about that.
No, I think it's just, like, your spirit. Like, what's inside you.
What if you have a lisp?
Then you're going to have a
lisp as an angel?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Call the everyone who's listening, they should that's a really good question. They should pray to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and Jesus will answer their question if he wants to.
I got another number here. It's for let's
hallelujah.
Let's not get too religious, okay? Hey, should we call that guy back in Tombstone? You can be the retard kid, and you can ask why the snowplow doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
Say, you hung up on my mommy, and all I wanted to know was why snowplow doesn't rhyme.
By the way, my inspiration for the retard voice comes from the PSA announcements on the Rappy McRapperson album. Hello, okay.
What?
Hello?
Hello? Where's the snowplow? Snowplow!
Who the fuck is this?
I'm with. Oh my god. Snowplow! What is around? Oh my god! Oh my god! It's so confusing! Oh.
Okay, if you think you're funny, you're not, but if you call this fucking house again, I will report you for harassment.
Who are you going to report us to?
She said the F word, Mommy.
Telephone, please.
Mommy, she said the F word.
Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
She said the F word.
It's a fun.
You're pretty fucking ridiculous.
Say the F word again.
We have a baby sleeping, two children sleeping besides the baby, and you're calling it midnight because you're either fucking drunk or stoned. Grow the fuck up and be goddamn adult.
She's saying the F word, Mommy. What
she's waking up her kids by yelling.
Fuck your dick, Mommy.
Why is this lady still on the phone if she hates us?
Mommy, suck her dick.
Listen, lady, she's gone. Why is she yelling at me when she's got kids in the house that she doesn't want to wake up? That absolutely made no sense.
That made perfect sense.
She's like yelling, we've got kids in the house that are sleeping.
You know what she said? She said, I hope you guys are having fun. And it's a fun show. How did she know?
I know, it's crazy.
Isn't that cool? It's because of a ghost. Possibly because of a ghost. A retarded ghost. Tombstone, your retarded ghost is spot on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Should we call her back?
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to stay on the phone.
Okay, well, this other guy's looking for BlackBerry for T-Mobile.
Hey, can I do that? I'll turn it into a... Yeah, can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that. Do you know what you're doing?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's the best.
That's the spirit, you know? There's no script.
That's the best.
Okay.
Okay, everyone prepare to be amazed.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Hello?
Right. Hey.
Hello?
Sorry to call so late. You need a BlackBerry.
Yeah, 9780.
Rock on. That's the model number of the BlackBerry you need?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any preferences for the screensaver?
Wait, what do you mean by the screensaver, I mean?
The thing on the screen. I got BlackBerries. I got one. Can you say the model number again while I check? Number 3928. Sir?
He just hung up.
Why did he hang up?
What a motherfucker.
I don't know. You were able to provide him with a BlackBerry, and he hung up.
I was able to. I'm with tons of different screensavers. This is exciting. It's a breakthrough.
What an idiot. I'm calling him back.
Garfield, you remind me of like a shady guy in a trench coat opening his jacket like, hey, you want a BlackBerry?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, sorry to call you. I think the phone got disconnected on accident. Model number 3928, you said, right?
No, 9780.
9780. Let's see. Let me check this other one. Oh, yeah. Bingo, baby. We got it. Now, how do I deliver this wonderful BlackBerry to you?
Oh, my God. Please cut the phone. Don't call me.
What? Why not? I ain't no problem.
He's gone.
I want one.
he doesn't want your BlackBerry, idiot.
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing, RBCP? Why are you calling?
I'm calling to play the show back at you through my speakers.
Don't call me. What? Why not?
Is that okay?
I ain't no problem.
That's fine. Let's just listen to it.
Hey, can I make a call?
Yeah, sure. Who do you want to call?
Can it be the snowplow person?
You really want
to? Oh, Brad! Hey, Brad. Is that Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you
Brad.
You should try to call. Hey, can you call from your thing? You can't, can you?
He's not the host.
Because I don't want my number to show up again. Because then she'll know and she won't answer. I'll try, though. Brad?
Hey. That sucks. Oh, sorry, you cut out and I was all confused.
Oh, I was Brad. Just saying, I don't want her to, like, see the number and not answer, because I think that's what she's going to do.
I see.
But we can try.
Oh, wait, no, I got the perfect idea.
What?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dial it on my cell phone and put it on speaker, and
okay.
It'll sound great.
Okay.
That works.
Or I can call your cell phone and you can three-way yourself.
That's hot.
That sounds good, that sounds good.
Oh, it's busy.
Oh.
I took it off the hook or something. I really wanted to talk to her about rhyming.
We should call, like, a snowplow company in Hawaii.
We should drive snowplow people insane asking them about rhyming.
Guys, Hawaii's snowplow places would be open now because it's Hawaii.
Meanwhile, I found another interesting ad on Craigslist. It's in the barter section. It says, dental work for plumbing. Need a toilet, shower, or tub? And vanity roughed in barter for dental work. Call Frank.
I still want to find, like, a snowplow ad.
Yeah, that'd be
I'll
great.
Look at those.
Okay. I have a snowplow for sale. This is from New Jersey, January 26th. 10-foot Volk snowplow for sale, $2,000. New cylinders and hoses, blade only. And his name's Matthew. Do you want to take this one, Brad?
Oh, sure.
Okay. This is yours, RB.
Oh, my God. I thought you'd just hang up on me like last time.
No, you cursed the show, and you hung up yourself.
Liar, you hung up.
God. You hung up.
Oh, my
on
God.
Me.
Hi, Garfield.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Wonderful. I've been eating lasagna. Lots of lasagna.
You've reached Eminem Landscaping and Lawn Care.
Eminem.
Sorry, we can't answer the phone at this time.
You want to leave a message?
Give a name, an address, and a cell phone number.
Oh, hack it?
As soon as possible.
No.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Okay. You have hacked the machine.
Please
press
enter
one.
Your press pound.
No. You got to do 1 to 9.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
One, two, three, four, five,
bitches.
Three,
unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later.
Goodbye. Oh, it can't process it? Liars.
I bet unfortunately.
I have a Canadian ad for snowplow.
Okay.
I put in the chat, snow removal. Do you have snow you need clear? Short on cash? Try your offers. I come equipped with a snowplow, spelled P-L-O-W. Shovel, ice pick, and salt. Call, prices start from $25. Now see, try your offers. OMG, I think you should offer something other than cash. And maybe they'll take it.
Okay. But Brad wants to do it, so he needs to offer something other than
cash. It's okay. No, you can take this one.
Okay.
And say you can get your retarded son to suck your dick, too.
Make sure you ask him about rhyming, though.
Okay.
That's important.
You know, it's like 1 a.m. there.
Yeah.
They're not going to answer.
He'll get out of bed and he'll answer.
Tell him to come at 5.
Hello? Oh, shit.
Tell him to come at 5.
Hello?
Shut up, Arby.
Which number are you calling? The 289?
The 416. God.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call as soon as possible.
Let's do the 289.
Why didn't you answer your phone? Asshole, I was going to hire you. And now you missed out. Okay.
Hey, it's ringing.
What is?
That one lady.
Oh, okay. Shh.
Hello?
Hello, I'm very upset about your Craigslist ad. Why doesn't snow and plow rhyme? It looks like it should.
Does it?
It does.
I hope you guys are having fun.
It's S-N-O-W.
I'm calling the home of a police officer, and I have contacted the sheriff's department, and your number has been traced. So have fun.
Were you a whiny bitch at the sheriff, too?
Would you quit sending cops to my house? Every time you talk to somebody using my number, they threaten to send the cops.
Well, I just called for my number.
Oh, okay, good. So
they're going to send the Missouri,
tone.org.
They're going to send the Missouri police to my house first, and then you're in Texas.
Oh no!
I got backtraced.
You better start packing, and you better start running.
Brad is in a pussy. Yeah. He's loading his Glock right now.
Brad doesn't know how to shoot a gun.
Brad, shove drugs up your butt, and you can use it as currency in the clink.
Okay, hold on. BRB.
Empty it out first with an enema.
I didn't shove them up just for fun, but you can use them later. You pull them out and use them for currency in the clink. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roxy, does your show have an ending tune also? Because I missed the beginning tune. I wasn't here.
No, it didn't. And why did you miss it?
I was away. I was doing stuff. Sorry.
You're terrible. You're the worst friend ever.
I know.
Are you going to fire me from Cacti Radio for not having my shit together at the beginning?
I don't know. That lady was pretty amusing, so probably not.
Okay. Why don't you call her again?
Alright.
Oh,
use your
no.
Google Voice. Use your Google Voice.
We need to have a tombstone talk.
Too late. No, Brad has to do it. It'll come up funky or speaker.
Ask
that comes up pretty good, though.
What the hell she's talking about?
Say, I'll suck your dick.
What?
S-N-O-W. And then P-L-O-W. Snow. Plow. It should be like snow plow.
Do you think this is funny?
I just don't get it. Like, why would you put an ad up like that?
I tell you what, motherfucker. Call here again. And we will be seeing you in court.
Are you going to backtrace me? Is the sheriff there? I think he's gone. All right, I'm happy.
That sounded like
Bye.
A challenge. Whoa, oh, no, he's gone.
Brad, wait, don't go, Brad.
He's
don't
gone.
Go. Just like that, like a ghost in the wind?
I know, and then he's going to say I hung up on him next week.
I think Brad has an advantage over all of us, because if anything ever happens any time like this, he could blame it on his son or his daughter. Like, that was my kids calling you, not me.
Yeah, that's true.
Roxy's got kids, too, the same two.
Yeah, but
my kids are too young. Nobody's going to believe that my kids actually, you know. Well,
no, they're young. They need more attention. They need more attention. So it's more.
They get plenty of attention from me. Like, all day, I'm always bugging them. Plenty of attention.
You should call back Brad. You should call back Brad and get Brad on the phone again.
No. Well, you and your lover Brad can talk later.
Garfield's my lover.
So I want to call one more number and then I'm going to end the show.
No, you're not.
Yep. Do you want to call? You guys have a choice, and you guys can do a little vote. Do you want to do another snowplow call, or do you want to...
Cursella rat, Cursella rat, Cursella rat, Cursella rat, Cursella rat, Cursella rat.
Oh, my God.
Cursella rat,
That was a Chris Ellerbeck bomb. He called in and he hung up.
That's a CBB. No, CEB, yeah.
Oh, my God. I did not hang up on RBCP. Now he's complaining in IRC. What a jerk.
That was really rude of you to hang up on him, though.
I didn't.
You just hung up on me. That's not good.
I hang up on everyone that... Yeah. I hang up on everyone. Just ask Last Track Matt.
Who's calling? What's happening right now?
I'm calling about a snowplow.
Oh.
This is the snowplow show.
Snowplow show.
Oh, they hung up.
Call that woman again.
Don't. Oh, boy.
But they hung up on me.
Why don't be a pussy. Call her up.
Hello?
Hello, hey. Did I wake you up?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have that snowplow still?
Yes.
You still have the snowplow? I don't get what you mean. You said it's a lawnmower?
Yes, it's a riding lawnmower with a snowplow attached to it.
Oh. Did you rig that shit up or something?
No, it's an attachment from the company, so
This is like some MacGyver shit right here. This is some MacGyver shit. Is it legal?
Yeah, it's built from the factory like that.
Oh. So why does it snowplow Ryan? It's snow and then it's SNOW and then PLOW. It should rhyme.
The what?
Snowplow should rhyme. It's SNOWPLOW.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it rhyme?
I'm not sure.
If you can give me a good answer, I'll buy it from you.
Well, it does rhyme.
No, snow and plow doesn't rhyme. It should be snowplow or snowplow.
You can call it a snowplow.
Well, it doesn't rhyme if you call it a snowplow.
You can call it a snowplow.
Snowplow?
Or snowplow.
Snowplow. Well, why doesn't it rhyme? I'm so confused. Hang on, my retarded son wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Hello? Who are you talking to, Dad? Dad, he's not... Dad, what the fuck, man? Like, come on. Like, Jesus. What's wrong? Come back home. I miss you. Mommy said you don't love me anymore, but I love you. Please?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dude. If you can find a rhyme for orange, then I'll go ahead and buy the snowplow. Regardless of
the answer.
Rhyming.
I know the answer. It's door hinge.
What
door
rhymes
hinge.
With orange?
Door hinge.
No, that doesn't rhyme. Shut up, son. Let the man talk. What rhymes with orange? Hurry. Hurry, the show's almost over.
Orange.
Rhyme it with orange, and I'll buy it for double.
Door hinge.
That doesn't rhyme. Hurry, rhyme it with orange. Hurry. There's 1 minute left in the show.
Say after tone.org.
Alright, I hung up on him because he wasn't very smart.
Dorkins rhymes with orange.
You know what rhymes with orange?
Dorkins.
AfterTone.org. Yeah, it's some website that Tombstone is promoting.
Yeah, I get five bucks every time I sit.
Hey, Roxy?
Yes.
How many people are listening to the show right now on the thing, Robert?
On the phone line, there's only you and me and Tombstone.
No, no, no. And then how many listeners is this fun show having right now?
We have 20 right now.
20?
Yeah.
Can I tell them to go to my website?
Yeah, yeah. There were 26 people, but six people dropped. So.
Six people got smart.
Yeah. So,
all right,
yeah, you can talk to 20 people.
All right, 20 people, I love you. And I love you. And I was wondering if you would want to go to rapidmoregrabberson.com, my blog or something. If they want to buy a spaceship, I'll draw them a picture of a spaceship for $10. So, yeah,
what,
if you want to do that.
What about a spaceship drawing with an ocean theme?
Yes, ocean theme. Yeah, if you want, I will send you some original art. It's the ocean theme spaceship drawing. And you can go to my blog, McRapperson at blog. Oh, boy, it sounds like a real big hassle. But just go type in Rappy blog or McRapperson blog and spaceship.
How do you spell McRapperson?
With two P's, McRapperson.
And two C's?
Yeah, two P's, like McRapperson.
Wait, is it one C as in Charlie or two C's?
No, no, one C.
One C like McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah, one C like McDonald's. Two P's as in pee-pee.
So it basically says M. Crapperson.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Okay.
But I'm playing off the McDonald's thing. Like I spoke with Brad before, because of McDonald's, that was my inspiration. Because we have to, you know, feed the people shit.
Okay. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense to everyone.
Okay. Wait, can I finish my plug?
Oh, go ahead. Go.
Sorry, Roxy.
No, it's cool.
And then,
go.
And then send me $10 to my PayPal. My PayPal email address is mcrapperson@gmail.com. If you put in $10, I'll draw a picture of a spaceship, a ocean-themed spaceship, like Roxy was mentioning. For the low price of $20, I'll do something more fun.
Add some hair samples.
Yeah, hair samples. And then, yeah, hair samples. I don't know, maybe...
Dryer lint.
Yes, dryer lint. And for $100, that's when I really go crazy. I'm talking about poo, jars of poo, jars of pee, that I will
send.
Yeah,
semen? Come on, there has to be some semen for $100.
Hell yeah, no, I'll do it. I'll do my own poo and my own pee.
Okay.
What's more human than that?
That sounds great, Rappy.
Yay. Okay.
Okay, what was your website again?
I forgot.
What was it again? Rappy? I think he's gone.
Well, his phone probably died. Anyways, to finish Rappy's
announcement. You know what's funny, though?
You could probably see his commercial for it and Rappy McRapperson on YouTube. And it's the video called Do You Like Spaceships?
Okay. Well, I was going to hang up on him right in the middle of him saying his website. It was going to be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well. I'm going to end this with, what song would you like to hear, Tombstone? Would you like to hear Stare again?
No, play like a Backstreet Boys song. And also, too, if Rappy McRapperson is listening, I have a suggestion for you. What would be really cool for like mid-price, maybe $50, you should get a P.O. box and get people to send you fanny packs for you to autograph and then send it back. because I would love to have an autographed fanny pack.
I think that's like his and least favorite song ever.
I like that song. I'm going to get an autographed fanny pack. And when I'm banging some chick in the ass, I would have Rappy McRapperson.
All right, bye. And that is when the February 2nd edition of The Fun Show ended. Unfortunately, I only recorded the Skype calls. So I don't have anything I said at the end. But all I said pretty much was thank you for listening to The Fun Show, and I begged everyone to listen next week. And it will be every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Central, so please listen on cactiradio.com. And then I think I played about 2 hours of Backstreet Boys, so thanks for listening. Be glad you missed the Backstreet Boys.